7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How do you do? You being you, Jennifer Horn. You, Rich McFadden. You.
No,
I can't get Ken Kessler. Can we get that
thing? I'll be his proxy.
Really? All right. Well, we have a lot of the important and informative information. Informative information. Is that redundant?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing, right?
It is. But that's...
What's going on in Syria has a lot of people focused on yet more troop movement. Mm-hmm. Are the troops going to be moved from Afghanistan to Syria? In some cases, it looks like maybe as many as 45,000 troops. Instead of coming home, yank them out of Afghanistan, and the potential of sending them into Syria has people all riled up. Your thoughts at 888-302-3684, or on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day. What is it that you think? Do we need to get out of the war business? Yes, that's what I say. Do we need to make a difference in Syria? Maybe we've already missed that opportunity. What about this is insanity.
Can I tell you why I think we have to go?
Okay. Yes.
Because I don't think, I mean, we have made it a practice to not allow genocide, like, on the planet. We get involved with genocide.
We being America?
Although, I will say, you could make an argument against me by saying we haven't done much for Africa. All we've done is send money.
We haven't done much for Iraq, and we didn't do much for Afghanistan.
But no, I'm not talking about wars now. I'm talking about genocide. You talk about Hitler. You talk about all these places that we've been involved.
So this is different than going to war with some object. This is just to make it right with the people who are there. Is that what you're saying?
I think you almost have to be consistent. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't want us to have to do it.
Standing up for humanity.
Right.
You have to go.
Standing up for humanity, Richie says. Who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. Yeah.
Would you have sat around and watched the Germans just do what they did?
I mean, Joe Kennedy, who was the father of the Kennedy boys, grandfather of the boys that are running around now, wanted us. He was very, very vocal. One of the most vocal people in support. Actually, as it turned out, sort of in support of Hitler, but certainly against us getting involved in any kind of war. And there were plenty of other people who are high-profile people who thought we ought to stay out of it because it was none of our business. In the end, was it important for us to get in there? Yes.
Can you imagine if we had stayed out of it, what the world would look like?
The world would be a whole different place. We would be German, probably.
Achtung!
Achtung! Richie, you'd be taking me and Jennifer, let's see, the commandant... The local commandant headquarters in Washington would be the Pentagon. Right? We'd be there. The Pentagon. Can you imagine the Pentagon run by the Nazis? Well, some people think.
I don't know if we can play this game.
Yeah.
Really?
Even though it's been enough time, I think it's still too soon.
Mm. Yeah. Too soon to what?
To play the game about it being the Nazi Pentagon.
Oh. How about we play Farmville then instead?
I do like Farmville, yes.
You do.
Nothing like growing a fake strawberry.
You're one of those?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I used to play Farmville like years ago, but no, not anymore.
We're going to have a crowdfunding effort for the farm here, and we're going to base it on Farmville.
That's
fine. How about that for an idea? Not bad.
Yeah. Now that I'd play.
So here's Ryan who writes on Facebook, Richie, keep us out of it and let other nations start to toe the line. Thomas says, how about worrying about America and the economy and the illegals for the next 20 years instead of getting into wars where there's no threat to our country? Those guys are idiots. All right, so there's a couple of bits and pieces. All right, let's do a couple of calls here, Richie, on this Noel in New York on the insanity of it all.
Noel?
Noel.
It should be an option to go into Syria. Oh, in fact, we need to get out of the war business, period. Bring our troops home to take care of this country and this hemisphere and help others when able. The fact is, we are making enemies. Our strategy is screwed up and our tactics are insane. Our strategy is to arrest terrorism to protect this country by becoming terrorists ourselves. By using tactics pell-mell, when invading, bombing, and killing too many innocent people. We must not be afraid to do the right thing, and killing is not right.
Thank you, madam, very much. There are talking points there. She actually had she obviously feel passionate enough about it to have written down her points, and that's cool. 888-302-3684. Janice is here with thoughts.
Let's put it this way. I believe that, first of all, we should be following what our founding father said, was not to be involved in these international engagements. Second of all, it's unconstitutional. We are engaged in these wars without even declaring a war. I don't know what the American people have to wake up to the fact that we have to declare wars. This is unconstitutional. Third of all, these rebels that we're supposedly supporting are Al-Qaeda. My God, this is Al-Qaeda. This is the people that attacked the towers. And now we are supporting them to take over Syria. Insanity rules the day.
All right, that was not Janice, obviously. Janice has had her little voice operation. I know, that was Noel. It's 13 past the hour, so food for thought, certainly. Roberta Fasanelli is out this week, so we're going to have Queen of Cheap. But I have found a book called Couponing for the Rest of Us. This is a guide to saving, a general sort of thing. I'm going to pick and choose a few things out of this each day for the rest of the week, Richie, that perhaps help. And there are a lot of things on the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com that are ongoing, so you can save money that way as well. But I'll give you a few of those tips in a matter of moments. Right now, some food for thought about veterans returning home from the challenges. We're talking about Syria. Are they going to come from Afghanistan, go to Syria, they come home, they'll face a few problems, and they go back over there? What's the story with the people who have come back from the theater of war and they face problems making transitions? It's not easy for a lot of these men and women. There are challenges, and some of them are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is, though, thankfully, the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without the Purple Heart Service Foundation involvement and strong organizational mission, many veterans would be slipping through the cracks. And I don't know about you, but I don't find that acceptable at all. I know a lot of you support the Purple Heart Service Foundation, have in the past. Your donations have been very, 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 very much appreciated. But there's a challenge now. All of you ought to remember that the work goes on, and the soldiers, the people who are veterans, need your support continually, not just once. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need. May I suggest that you text to donate? Here's the number, Richie. Just text PURPLE, P-U-R-P-L-E, PURPLE, okay, to 20222 to donate $10.
What's that
number? It's 20222, PURPLE. Text PURPLE to 20222. $10 can make a huge difference. And so if you could, maybe in an ongoing way, donate $10, that'd be cool. It's all completely tax deductible. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. You can call, if you can't text PURPLE to 20222, you can dial 877-743-1631, or you can visit them online at purplehearts.org.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM13. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM13.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Dyke's Good Day program with Jennifer Horner, Rich McFadden. So Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is not here. But I have found through this new book, Couponing for the Rest of Us, a couple of things that you may find extraordinarily interesting.
So are you the Queen of Cheaps?
I'm going to be the King of Cheap.
I would like you to be the Queen, please.
Really? Yeah,
embrace yourself. It is the NBA week today. Come on.
Apparently, yes, it is. What's his name? Jason?
Jason Collins.
Right. I'll play Jason Collins on the radio.
Yes.
Did you know that expired coupons are not trash, Richie? It's true. We were just talking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation and military families that are getting benefits. Military families overseas are allowed to use coupons up to 6 months past their printed expiration date. So after your coupons, those of you who are in the military and listening at DougStephan.com or any of the other ways, how many different ways are there to hear this program besides on the radio and through the audio at either Radio America or DougStephan.com? We have the Good Day app. We have Stitcher. We have TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
We have iHeartRadio.
TalkStream Live.
All right, anyway. So you can, those of you who are listening overseas and you're in the military, you can use these coupons up to 6 months past their printed expiration date. After your coupons have expired, you gather them together. That is what I'm saying to people here that are listening to the program, and send them overseas. This is a great activity to involve your children in, as it opens up the opportunity to have a conversation about the sacrifices the military makes for various reasons. So there's an idea. Is that a good idea? I think that's an excellent, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do say so myself. The coupons that I was always interested in what we call the S&H Green Stamp. Anybody here remember them beside me? Nobody,
no.
Right?
Uh-uh.
Not even close.
Jeez. Okay, well, anyway, I don't know where to go after that. That's the first time in a long time that I really have actually dated myself with how many people
you should date
right
yourself
now?
All the time. Remember sometimes this. It's fun.
Well, lately that's about that's the extent of it.
Come on down here. We've got about 12 20-year-old interns running around. You date yourself almost daily.
Really? No matter what?
With something, yeah.
Anyway, so where do these coupons live? You can find them now because they don't really... You get the newspaper stuff that comes once a week, or you may get the value coupon thing in the envelopes. They send them out to you every week. But there are a lot of places online you can go where I guess I'm looking at the Internet printable coupons are called IPs. Did you know that?
Okay.
You didn't know that?
No.
Peely coupons are peelable coupons found on an individual product.
Right.
They put them on.
Sure.
Right, exactly. A blinky is a flashing or blinking box attached to a grocery store shelf.
No.
You know, but you know, you see those, and
yeah, you can pull the coupon out.
Oftentimes the soup aisle is where I've seen it lately. The BOGO coupon, buy one, get one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You know that. How do you?
BOGO is an old term.
Is it really?
Sure.
SS, a smart source for coupons?
SS?
You didn't know that?
No. I do know the SS Minnow, however, sir.
Yes.
Really? All right. So anyway, I'm just trying to give you a little basic couponing 101 stuff that maybe help you. There are lots of people who spend a lot of time doubling up, stacking up their coupons so that they can save money. So maybe there's a little help. The book's called Couponing for the Rest of Us. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Voice, which is in the knockout rounds now, has as its host Carson Daly.
He does a good job, I think.
Who is on opposite Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Carson's like wallpaper, though. He is kind of wallpaper.
He doesn't stand out. No, he doesn't have that
many.
Man,
I think he's great. He's very nice with the contestants. Yeah. I think he's done a good job.
No, I think he does a great job, but
he's
when
not
you
the
think
star
of that show, yeah, he is right. By
you
far
think of Ryan,
not the star.
When you think of American Idol, you think of Ryan Seacrest.
Right. Yes.
When you think of American
when
the
you
voice,
think of The Voice, you think of the three judges.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Or the four judges.
But it's interesting
judges,
that he and Ryan are on at the same time on LA radio playing the same kind of music.
Yes.
They're both CHR stations, and they do. Kiss actually rates fairly a point or so above what's on AMP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it works?
They do, yes.
Yeah, right. At any rate, that was Amber Carrington going up against the duo Midas Whale. That's her singing, and now we have Midas Whale following with Higher Ground.
Wow, they changed this a lot.
See, I think these guys are so much better.
Cool. Well, they're musicians. They go out there with their instruments, too.
But yet, they didn't win.
I know.
Amber won.
Because she had a clean voice.
Really? I don't get that at all. These guys ought to be out there plugging themselves. They can make it on their own, don't you think, Richie? They've gotten enough recognition here.
Yeah.
I think they're good.
Yeah, this is an interesting version of Higher Ground.
Yeah. Again, to recap, Adam and his team Amber wins over these guys, so these guys are gonzo. Up next, Team Shakira's Garrett Gardner faces off against Tanya Reynolds, and here he is with Too Close. How do I say that I need to move on? You like that? I don't know the song, but
I like it.
The way it feels. All right, now up against Tanya Reynolds, who's singing Hell on Heels here. All right, she's terrible.
Oh, see, I think she's great.
She lost. Garrett advanced. I think that's appropriate there. All right, let's next, Richie, go to Team Adam, Amy Whitcomb, who's against Caroline Glaser here. Here's Amy with House of the Rising Sun. I saw part of this. Did you see this, Richie? What did you think? No, you were watching Following.
Yeah, my wife had it on, but I didn't catch any of it.
Yeah,
I was on Following and Revolution last night.
I don't like this. Okay. That's where Roberta is, down in New Orleans. The contender here is Caroline Glaser singing Little Talks. Is this an Adele song?
No.
sounds like it, doesn't it?
She sounds a little like Adele, I think. This may be what you're picking up.
It was pretty good. Catchy tune.
Of Monsters and Men.
Alright, so this is Caroline, right?
No.
Yes.
Alright, so Adam selects Caroline to move on. Let's see here. Do we got time for one more or not?
No, your favorite song here.
What's that? No, we haven't got time for it. Save it for next hour.
Okay.
Next hour, we'll do some more of this. The Voice on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your dog or your cat in your car could be problems, could be a lot of fun. Listen carefully. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog or cat in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car, it was to go to the doctor, have your body probed, and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you'd have to drag me in, kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress, the stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional fun car trip? So here's what I recommend. Use the car. Make it fun. Take the dog or the cat for a trip to the park, to the beach, to grandma's house, to Uncle Ned's house. It's important that our dogs and our cats, because they are such a part of a family, understand the concept that riding in the car is a good thing, not a bad thing. And if your cat or dog is nervous at the beginning, just sit every day for a few minutes in the driveway, listen to the radio, give them a special toy, and a hug and a kiss. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUG.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, Jennifer Horn with her television news coming up in a few minutes. Any teases?
Sure, of course. A canceled series on NBC has got a new life. I'll give you that. Plus, we're going to have a little Kardashian and Jersey Shore news because your day will not be complete without it.
I see that Arpo, good Doug. Oprah.
Arpo, okay.
Arpo spelled backwards is Oprah. I was interviewed by Steve Harvey. That's a pretty interesting story, too. I like him, frankly. Very personable, very interesting guy.
My wife was watching, I guess, the Oprah channel yesterday. I don't know what it was. I just happened to catch a minute of it, where Oprah had Dave Letterman on, and they were talking about their feud and trying to resolve their feud. And it was interesting because, I don't know whether you guys remember, but some years ago, Dave did this thing where for 82 days straight, on the air, he invited Oprah to come on the show, knowing that she was going to say no. And then I think finally one day she did or something.
Yeah.
But she told him, and he had no recollection of this, that the first time she was on his show, she'd been heckled out in the audience, and Dave didn't stand up and protect her. Yeah. He kind of played into the whole thing and made it a bit. Yeah. And she said, when I left, I felt horrible. It was a horrible experience, and that's why I never came back on. Yeah. And he was shocked when she told him, and he got red, apologized, and said, if I had ever known that, I certainly would have done anything I can to change it. I'm sorry.
All right, well,
that was interesting.
So there that goes. Anyway, so Jen has that update for us in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, the items of interest today, things that you may need to know or may want to know, I don't know, some of these things I don't know that you need to know, but these are considered by some who are no doubt smarter than I am the most important stories of the day. The Bangladesh death toll, 1,400 people. Now, it was 300 and something, and 400 and something. Now it looks like 1,400 people in this collapsed building, digging, trying to find it. Any of the pictures that you see or any of the stories that you hear about it, you wonder how in the world could this many people be in something that was in this horrible. It defies logic. There's nothing about this thing that makes any sense. Syria in the focus. 13 people were killed yesterday in a blast. Dozens were injured. The drama continues, and now the question today is whether or not we go there. Ken Kessler, who monitors our Facebook and Twitter pages, social media, is there any more from people? We've had some calls. We've had this and that input. Is there a uniform response kind of developing, Kenny?
Yeah, so far everyone has said that we should stay out of there. Ryan says, keep us out of it. Let other nations start to toe the line. Thomas says, how about worrying about America and the economy and the illegal immigrants for the next 20 years instead of getting into wars where there's no threat to our country? And Matthew says, mind our own business and take care of our own.
All right, here's another item of interest here. Food makers have added caffeine to gum, potato chips, and candy. The FDA has announced it will now investigate using caffeine to get people hooked on these various products. It's good. The FDA is only about 10 years.
Those Jolt soft drinks. And
that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
FDA is just getting there.
The big one is Wrigley just put in this Alert Energy Caffeine Gum, where one piece of gum equals a half a cup of coffee.
Yeah. In other words, instead of the old
kids can buy it over the counter.
Right.
Double your flavor, double your fun with double mint, double mint, double mint gum. So now it's double your flavor, double your fun with double mint, double mint gum.
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, I guess I understand the gum thing, but to put it in like candy and nuts and jelly beans and, you know, potato chips, it's weird.
The FDA can buy
soda. So what's the difference? If kids can buy soda with caffeine in it.
Yeah. Oh, no, there won't be any age restrictions on these at all.
All right, 888-302-3684. The FBI is now looking into the homes of the in-laws. Catherine Russell is the wife of the older brother. Yeah. She'd been staying in Rhode Island at their home down there. There is, in the DNA, a female connection, and they're wondering whether it's hers or not.
The DNA that was found on the pot.
On the bomb.
That was used to make the bomb.
So they probably used one of the pots from home.
Exactly, pot.
It could be a victim's DNA. It could be somebody who sold the pot to them's DNA, or it could be a third
party. Somebody helping,
All right, who cares about this? I was going to say, who cares? And then I was going to be kind of a wise guy about it. But I'd rather ask it in the most positive way possible. Who among us cares that Queen Beatrix abdicated her throne after 33 years?
So there's a lot of royal followers that pay attention.
Okay, so here's the way we're going to ask this question, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it shakes out. 2020 News Quiz question. Queen Beatrix abdicates her throne. Her son, Wilhelm, becomes the first king of this country since 1890. What country are we speaking about? 888-302-3684. In what country was there an abdication of the throne yesterday? After 33 years, Queen Beatrix is out.
Queen B.
Beatrix, as in Potter. Beatrix is out, and her son becomes the new king. What country do they represent? 888-302-3684 is the name of the country. Swell prize if you have the right answer. Jason Collins comes out. Kobe Bryant tweeted he was proud of him. Proud to call him a friend. He's the first athlete in the major professional
sport. Do we think that President Obama should have called him? Because
President
he did.
Obama did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do we think that is good in saying that President Obama got involved with it?
Yeah, I was a little shocked when I heard in the White House statement on this.
Who cares for the White House statement?
Right. I mean, do they normally...
Have you been a white athlete? This is
the reason it is because the gay marriage is such a politically hyped conversation.
Right, now it is,
the past couple of years. So certainly all of the political factions are going to get on one side or the other of this.
Okay, 888-302-3684, abortion doctor murder trial... Philadelphia, Kermit goes now. Apparently killed four babies. Man, why do we want to know this?
We don't. Move along.
Oh, man. Number 7 on the list, Richie. Number 8, competing portraits of Michael Jackson. Okay, this is something that will intrigue a lot of people. Jennifer, you probably have the background to this. Allegedly, in this this trial where they're going after the agency.
AEG.
For, $1 billion or something?
Something huge.
Allegation made yesterday that Michael Jackson was a drunk.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, that he was a drunk. And they were even talking about this friend of his that would have to smuggle in booze to Michael Jackson because he was trying to do it so that his security team wouldn't know about it. The guy's name is Mark Lester. He's the godfather of all three of Jackson's kids. And he told the Sun that in the weeks leading up to his death, Jackson would down 6 bottles of wine a day. Bottles of wine a day. That's a lot.
Smuggling 6 bottles of wine.
Well, and he did it all to help him sleep. He also said that he used to smuggle booze past Michael's security, and he said that Michael Jackson was drunk at the press conference to announce his This Is It tour, which so bad he drank 2/3 of a bottle of whiskey and was paralytic, he said. He did sober up enough to go through his speech, but he just barely got away with it.
Poor guy, man. The comparison between Michael Jackson's life and Elvis's life, where
not too far apart.
No,
huh?
it's unbelievable that they are attached as they are, and as took as similar of courses as they did.
So Ryson, the guy who apparently was the Ryson distributor,
yeah, he's a Wayne Newton impersonator.
No,
can you
really?
Make this stuff up? Like they arrest the Elvis wow. impersonator, it wasn't Elvis, but so then they Wayne find Newton, the Wayne Newton impersonator.
And there's this kind of thing between these guys, this little tension yeah. between these
is
two
this
guys.
Incredible? Can you even make it up? I mean, that was the first thing I said when I sat down this morning. A Wayne Newton impersonator? You've got to be kidding.
Hey, man, that guy over there, he ain't the goods. Arrest yeah. him. Yeah. He likes rice. He eats rice. I saw him eat rice last week.
Uh-huh. Taylor Swift has bought a new home in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, which is next to Newport. There are three or four communities along the coast, Newport, Watch Hill, and several other small communities that are really very expensive.
Newport's lovely. Beautiful. I don't know Watch Hill, but...
So she spent $20 million. No, she paid, what did she pay? $17
million. In cash, by
in
the way.
Cash, right.
Yeah.
Suitcase. Here we go. Five-car garage.
I can't even
kitchens.
Pay cash for, like, a you know, like a jacket.
How old is she now? She's 22,
23, I think, 23. Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
Hey, good for her.
Got it. Help yourself.
Don't need those pesky interest rates holding us back.
Exactly. By the way, whoever advised her to pay cash was not a good, that's
save
not
that
good
4%.
Advice. Yeah, that's not good advice. Not, no matter where you've got the cash, fine. You're making interest on it in the bank. You charge off the interest of the mortgage. Not good advice. Dumb, 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 dumb. Chris in Tampa, not dumb at all. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
So what country was Queen Beatrix representing and now her son is the king? What country are we talking about?
I'm thinking the Netherlands.
Yeah, why are you thinking the Netherlands?
Because Queen Beatrix and Queen Elizabeth II are cousins, so I just figure it has to be the Netherlands.
Why, though? What's the cousin? Was you're right about that. They are cousins. Most of the royals that existed in Europe were all sort of cousins way, way back, right?
Yeah, because of Queen Victoria. That's your central ex-great-grandmother.
Right. All right. You got the right answer? So you get a swell prize. Hold on just a second. Chris, thank you.
Good job.
Answer to our question. Let me talk about, speaking of questions, whether your hair is what it is supposed to be, what you would like it to be. How does your hair look? Are you using products on your hair? Is it falling out because you're using the wrong product? Maybe you haven't put two and two together yet. But if your hair is falling out, it's probably either male pattern baldness, which can't do much about, or you're using the wrong products on your hair. If it's number two, there is a fix to that. And by the way, there's more prominent problems with hair because of using the wrong lotions and creams and shampoos, that sort of thing. If you would like to have your hair look better, be stronger, be fuller, and to have it grow back because of the formula that is Provia. Provia cleans out the follicles that are plugged up. The hair is allowed to grow again. It's super duper. Super duper? Well, New England there. Thinning hair is a problem. Aging follicles are a problem. We fix the problem with Provia. So your hair follicles are cleaned out. The pores are cleaned out. Hair grows in stronger, fuller, and more vibrant. And by the way, again, men and women are calling this number. You ought to call it right now for Provia. 800-525-8319. Do not let your hair down. Try Provia now by dialing the manufacturer directly. 800-525-8319. You get a three-month guarantee. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a free-month supply with your order. Provia fixes what ails your hair naturally. 800-525-8319. Why don't you call them now while you're thinking about it? You'll have it in a couple of days. You'll love it. You'll be sending in notes like the people I'm getting from satisfied customers all over the place. 800-525-8319.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, then.
that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When a bridge in the island of Kauai washed out, the state developed a two-year plan to replace it at a cost of $4 million. The problem was that an entire community, completely dependent upon summer tourism, could not survive being out of business for 2 years, while tourists had no access to that part of the island. So community leaders, looking through the lens of liberty, realized that they could take responsibility for their own situation. They raised local money, pooled their resources, and did the job themselves in only 8 days. Too often, we expect government to deal with problems we could deal with ourselves. Our belief in personal responsibility is part of what makes Americans unique. We believe in limited government because we can govern ourselves.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jennifer Horn,
Doug Seven,
on the Good Day program.
Ken Kessler
with the television Good updates. They've been around.
Good job, Ken.
With what Oprah has talked about with Steve Harvey. What about the, you have a list of cancellations now, renewals?
I don't have a list of cancellations, but I did want to talk about The Office. We did talk about a few of those earlier in the week, but NBC has canceled The Office. As you know, the series is going to come to an end. We've been talking about it for a while now, but there is good news because they're going to do a nice long retrospective about the comedy series that'll air on May 16th. So if you're a fan of the show, you'll want to check that out. I think it's kind of cool. They're going to do auditions, behind-the-scene tour stuff, so you'll get a good look at what really happened with throughout all the seasons with all the different cast members. Mm-hmm. Now, sad news if you're a fan of the Kardashians. Apparently, the family is on vacation in Greece, but not everybody is having a great time. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Radar Online is reporting that Kim and Khloe are miserable because they're not wanting to be on the family trip. Kim wants to be with Kanye.
And they're not big enough. They're not old enough to say, I'm not going on the trip.
Well, they're contractually obligated because their vacation is being filmed, of course, Dougie.
Right.
And Khloe wants to be with Lamar, who's on the Clippers, and they're in the NBA playoffs. So there you go.
So this is where Kim apparently, one of the latest magazine covers.
She's miserable.
Kim. Yeah, she said, this baby is ruining my life.
It is, because Kanye won't come and sit with her except when she has a doctor's appointment. He's in Paris recording, and she's sad. Oh,
you see that little
Kim.
Worm, Angus Jones, who is the son on Two and a Half Men, is being negotiated right out
of his
job.
He's going to be out. Yeah, he's probably going to be recurring next year, which will be interesting. Now, in the Jersey Shore, we also have to touch there in the pathetic reality news of the day. Sad news, Ronnie, remember him from the show? Well, he's been in the hospital because he has kidney stones.
Oh, really?
But don't worry, his girlfriend Sammy's with him.
Is that an episode or is that really what's going on?
They are actually done taping at the bed, on the Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Hey, man.
But, you know.
I couldn't have made it through the day without knowing that, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
51 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Among the most important things going on in the world, a new world of crowdfunding and how to raise money for a popular effort. It's a whole new world. I'm fascinated with it. That's why I talk about it as much. And my friend Mike Hayes is here with this week's version of Startup America. YouTube being so popular, unlikely that too many people are not familiar with the Jetsons or something from that ilk. How'd you like to have your own shopping robot named Rosie App? Which you're going to love.
Cool,
this.
I like it.
Here's another look at the future with plants that glow, someday work as streetlights. Those are a couple of the things that are being crowdfunded, and the crowdfunding success stories start now.
Okay, let's jump right into today's crowdfunding success stories. I'm Mike Hayes. Welcome to Startup America News. Covering crowdfunding is kind of like taking a look at the futures. We all remember the Jetsons and their robot maid named Rosie. Well, now you're about to learn about the Rosie app.
Rosie learns customers' purchasing behavior by predicting the items they need before they run out at the lowest cost and ordering them from local grocers and online retailers. We harness the power of big data to power our predictive algorithms so that stores and retailers can engage their customers more efficiently and effectively using shopper marketing insights.
Is crowdfunding for every American entrepreneur, and can anyone do it?
My best advice for anybody that's pursuing a crowdfunding campaign of their own would be to really focus on planning the campaign out start to finish right from the beginning. And the idea there is to know, before you launch your campaign, the messaging that you're going to push through your social media channels, and so that the entire campaign is almost pre-executed with updates, and you really take advantage of allowing the campaign to grow and flourish on its own.
Having worked for NBC Sports in New York, I've learned that covering crowdfunding is kind of like covering the Olympics. It's an international event.
About 10% of our signups are from outside the U.S. The company's been covered by news articles in Australia, in Paris, in the U.K. as well. So there's been a lot of global interest about this idea of could you make a personal shopping genius that would manage all of your purchases at home and make it super easy for you to, with one click, send that order to the local grocery store and just come pick it up. So, you know, I'm excited for what we're going to be able to do with this crowdfunding campaign as we do our launch. But, you know, based on the success of this, I think there's going to be an opportunity for us to do additional campaigns down the road and further engage our user community.
That was Rosie App co-founder and CEO Nick Nikitas. Now, if you'd like to learn more, visit Indiegogo.com and check out Rosie App. I think this is a very exciting time to be an entrepreneur. In fact, there's another exciting crowdfunding portal called Kickstarter. And there you can go and search for a new futuristic project called Glowing Plant. Now meet Anthony Evans, its founder and CEO.
What this really represents and what we think is a big sea change in this whole synthetic biology space is that, you know, a group of guys can get together in a DIY lab, you know, in California, you know, with different levels of biotechnology experience, and the costs to start doing this are now low enough that a team like that, basically operating out of a garage, can actually have a crack at making something that's interesting and useful, and that's clearly, you know, fired up the imagination of a lot of people. You know, we've got over 2,000 backers already on Kickstarter. We've been live less than a week. We hit our goal in just over 48 hours. And, you know, quite historically, you know, this is the first ever crowdfunded synthetic biology project. And we reached our goal on DNA Day, which we think is quite wonderful. If we can get these plants to a level where they're glowing brightly enough, then we can perhaps replace streetlights around the world. You know, you can imagine that the African village is off the grid and doesn't have any electricity. You know, they can plant some of these plants and, you know, they don't need streetlights. And, you know, that reduces crime and increases safety. Still very early days, so already within a week, we've basically been given a product roadmap from our users and our backers. That would, I mean, that's enough research for 3 years. So the reason we did Kickstarter really is that this is a community project. You know, we came together through a community biolab, and, you know, it seems so natural to extend that out to a wider members of the community. You know, the goal of this project is really to educate and inspire people about the potential of synthetic biology, and the glowing plant is a great icon for that. And we're offering the plants as rewards. So if you back the project with $40, you get some seeds and you'll be able to grow your own plants. And if you back up with $150, we'll send you an actual plant. We'll send you the seeds as well with that. And if we reach our stretch goal of $400,000, we will also send you a glowing rose. Now that we've exceeded our goal, currently we're about $122, we're going to be able to do something more ambitious, and we're going to really be able to build on the work that's been done before.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.